everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have some great butterscotch recipes, and I hope you like them. Oh, and here's another plus. Next week I will be having Barbecue Bob on my podcast, and it's going to be great. Just going to be really great. Another guest I will be having is Sister Mary Louise, a chef from Sacred Heart Retreat House. It is a convent of nuns. She is the chef for 75 to 100 nuns. And I'm going to be asking her some questions about how she cooks and what it's like to cook there. So I hope everybody likes that podcast and the ones coming up and everything. So I hope everybody enjoys today's podcast. It's all about butterscotch. So here we go. I've got butterscotch sauce, butterscotch pudding, and butterscotch fudge today. And the first one I'll be doing is butterscotch sauce. This is a really great recipe, and it's about 38 minutes to make. It serves 8. And here we go. The ingredients are 1 egg, lightly beaten, 2/3 cup of brown sugar, 1/3 cup of light corn syrup, 1/4 cup water, 1/4 cup of butter. Here are the directions. In a medium saucepan over low heat, combine the egg, sugar, corn syrup, water, and butter. Cook, stirring occasionally until butter melts. Sugar dissolves and mixture is thick and smooth. Wow, that was a really good recipe. I hope everybody liked that one. I know I did. The next one I have is a really great one. After the butterscotch sauce, I'm going to be doing butterscotch pudding, and I hope everybody likes this one. It's a really great one of mine. I love it. It's great for kids, mostly. It takes about 30 minutes to make and serves about 4. Here are the ingredients. 1 cup of dark brown sugar, 3/8 cup of cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 eggs beaten, 2 cups of milk, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1/4 cup of butter. In a 1-quart saucepan, stir together sugar, cornstarch, and salt. Place over medium-low heat and stir in eggs and milk. Cook, stirring until mixture thickens enough to coat the back of a metal spoon. Stir in the vanilla and butter. Let cool briefly and serve warm or chill in the refrigerator until serving. Now that was a good recipe. One of the things I like to do, and people laugh at me for it, is after the pudding is all done, get a little thing of rainbow sprinkles and a little thing of, what do you call those? Mini jelly beans. And make like a happy face on it and put rainbow sprinkles on the top to make it look like hair. And it's great for the kids. That's one of the favorite things for me to do. The next recipe I have is butterscotch fudge, I think. I think that's what it's called. Yep, butterscotch fudge. This is really good. It's my favorite recipe of the ones I have. It's a really good recipe, so everybody likes it. This is the perfect fix when you need a dessert really fast. Let's say you're at a party and you forgot to make a dessert. This is, like, the perfect thing to make. It takes about 40 minutes to make. It's fudge. I mean, you can make a whole thing of fudge in just 40 minutes. You're going to get 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 1 11-ounce package of butterscotch chips, half 11-ounce package of white chocolate chip morsels, 1 teaspoon of butter-flavored extract, and 1 teaspoon of rum-flavored extract. In a medium saucepan over medium heat, combine the condensed milk, butterscotch chips, and white chocolate chips. Stir constantly until melted and smooth. Remove from heat and stir in the butter and rum flavorings. Pour in a 9 to 13-inch dish. Cover and refrigerate until firm. 30 minutes, cut and serve. This is a great recipe. I love it. If you guys want to go on and look at it, go on and look at these 3 recipes so you can make them for your family. Just go to BargainBratz.com. I will have them up by the end of the day. They're very great recipes. I hope everybody likes them. So, I hope everybody enjoyed today's podcast. If you want to listen to my latest podcast, I interviewed Miss Claudia from the Barbecue Bob Show. If you hear any noise in the background, it's my little birdies. They're my little finches. And And I hope everybody enjoyed today's podcast. Don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob. I better close it up now. Bye, everybody. Don't forget, our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, y'all.